Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. We honor you, we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you, we thank you for a brand new day, a day, Father God, that you have commanded us to rise and to shine and to give you the glory, and this is what we do. Father God, we are so grateful that we have an opportunity to embrace the gifts of a brand new day, new mercies we see, and we say thank you for it. As we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Anywhere we have come short of your glory, short of your honor, and short of your praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for sitting high and for looking low. Thank you for being in control of every situation. Thank you, Father God, for our neighbors. Thank you, Father, for family. Thank you for friends. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for the activity of our limbs. Thank you for a roof over our head and all of our daily provisions being met. We thank you, Father, for the great gift of salvation so freely given. We say thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the longevity of this ministry. Thank you, Father God, for the destiny of this ministry and all the lovely ministry partners, Father God, and their families. Thank you for this 21 days of fasting and holy consecration, Father. Thank you. Thank you for a true fast. Thank you, Father God, for a year of results, 2023, Father. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, we thank you for our audience around the globe. Those, Father God, who are here with us every day, or if they're not on the live, they're definitely on the replay. And we say thank you for these people. Thank you for all the souls that have given their life to Christ, all the backsliders won. Father God, we thank you for everybody everywhere, especially those who know you in the pardoning of their sins and the ones who do not. We pray that they will and do it quick while they have time to do it. So, Father, we ask that you will bless our services on today, wherein you and you alone will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. You and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, and O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King and Jesus Christ as the Lord of Lords. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added, will be added, already added on to us. Amen. We was glad when they said unto us, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. If this is your first time visiting with us around the globe, well, you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. And you might ask why I say that. And I say that because Jesus is here. Amen. And Jesus is Lord. So please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served, amen, by the Holy Ghost himself. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, we thank God for this platform, amen, that affords us the opportunity to meet 7 days a week, amen. And we're celebrating, we're 12 years old this month, amen. So thank God, amen. For, you know, that number 12. Ooh, I didn't break that down yet, but I will. Amen. A lot of things happen at age 12, you know, entering into, you know, puberty and adolescence and whatever else. There's a whole lot of stuff going on at age 12. But guess what? It's all good when you're walking with the King. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. We pray that everybody is doing well. Everybody is excited. Amen. Today is day number 19 of our 21 days of fasting. We will be breaking our fast. Amen. On Sunday morning. Amen. Glory be to God. 6 a.m. right here at the same place. We ask that you would join us. Amen. Glory be to God. We don't normally meet at 6 on Sundays. Amen. We normally meet at 12, but this week we're going to be meeting at 6 because we want as many of our partners to be together as possible. Amen. As we break the fast and command the blessing, amen, upon your lives. Amen. And so we want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Today, as we are continuing to move forward, amen, glory be to God, and we're talking about the purposes of fasting and all of the beautiful, and it's been some good teachings and elaborations that have come through over the last 19 days. Would you not agree? I'm telling you, everyone has come in their own flavor, their own anointing, amen, their own way of presentation, and it's just been really, really, really beautiful. Today, we want to look at fasting as a weapon of mass destruction to pull down the strongholds. Them strongholds, baby, they got to come down. They got to come down. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Before we get started, let's see what the Lord has to say. Amen. About the pulling down of strongholds. And you can find that in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Mm-hmm. And look at verse number 3, 2 Corinthians 10 and 3. And it reads like this. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, for pulling down strongholds, for pulling down strongholds. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Amen. And that is indeed the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Beloved, we're going to see this morning, as we have looked at so many Bible characters over the last 3 weeks, we want to focus, as we come down to the last 2 days, we want to focus today on, amen, the number one example, amen, and mentor, coach, amen. We want to look at our Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to look at his life in reference to fasting and the pulling down of strongholds, amen, so that we can learn and be edified, amen, through, amen, his example that he shared with us, amen. Beloved, when we want to share another scripture with you in Matthew chapter number 4, and I want to read starting in verse number 3, Matthew chapter number 4, verse 3. And it reads like this. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, talking about the devil, this is a conversation between Jesus and the devil, it is written again, if thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. Thank God for the word of God. It is so refreshing. You talking about a good meal. You talking about a good meal. For when you eat the word of God, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. When you eat the word of God, you talking about a good meal. Boy, I tell you. So we thank God for the word, beloved. Beloved, this is a crucial point for us to grasp. And we know we've been fasting for the last 19 days now. Fasting is not just about going hungry or dieting. But it's a powerful weapon to create havoc in the camp of the enemy. Fasting is a weapon of mass destruction that Satan fears and Satan hates. It pulls down his strongholds that have been erected and established for many, many, many years. And this is why Paul states, beloved, in the second epistle of Corinthians, as I just read in your hearing, chapter number 10, verse number 4, he says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Men and women who have obtained major victories in the scriptures, beloved, and you have seen it over the last 19 days, and we have only covered just a glimpse of it. We can't cover them all. But in the stories that the Lord has shared with us through his word, Esther, Mordecai, Daniel, Elijah, amen, Nehemiah, amen, on and on and on and on and on. And all throughout history, see, those who have experienced major victories have been those who have employed, engaged, and unleashed this mighty weapon of fasting. The modern believer needs to understand this truth, and the modern believer don't quite get it. They don't get it. They say fasting is not necessary, and they just don't get it. Glory be to God. But Jesus, our Lord, he employed this great weapon. And he did it before he entered into full-time ministry. He did not even enter into full-time ministry until after, amen, his fasting. Ooh, you talking about miracles after the fast. You talking about breakthroughs after the fast. Ooh, my God, my God. If the devil's running now, boy, let me tell you something. After the fast, glory be to God. And so this is why the Bible tells us in Luke chapter number 4, verse 1, it says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Well, I'm following the Spirit, and he taking me up to the mountain. Yeah, he might be taking you up to the mountain, but he might be taking you down into the wilderness first. The Holy Spirit will take you up, and the Holy Spirit will take you down. But he going to get you to where you need to be. Glory be to God. So the Spirit led the Jesus down into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. So don't say Jesus was thirsty. All right? So maybe Jesus was drinking a little water. We all know. We know it ain't too much water in the wilderness anyhow. All right? You can exegete this. You can exegete that hunger and see. But we know, amen, if it included the water or not, Jesus fasted for 40 days. Then we read it again in Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him, then you notice, oh coward, the devil didn't come to Jesus before. He gonna wait until Jesus was hungry. Oh, the devil always want to get you when you're vulnerable, when he think you weak, when he has an advantage. Huh? We going to find out something here this morning, beloved. See, because there's something that I want to draw your attention to. Many times we think we know what a verse means, or we think that we have understood the chapter simply because we have read it. However, many times we are reading through traditional lenses, or we are reading the Bible through our educational lenses. And we're not reading the Bible by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And if you were to ask the average believer and take a survey and ask them, why did Jesus go, see, or why was Jesus led into the wilderness? The automatic response would be to fast. Jesus went into the wilderness to fast, see. Now, actually, beloved, this is only partially true, because according to the book of Matthew, the reason Jesus went into the wilderness was to be tempted of the devil. And this is a very important distinction here, beloved, because after the decree that came from the Father saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. From the moment the heavens opened up, when John the Baptist was baptizing Jesus and the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove, and God spoke out of heaven, which is, let me make this commercial. This is one of the examples in the Bible where we see the Holy Trinity, for those of you who don't believe in that God is in the three persons. Because we see Jesus with John the Baptist about to be baptized. God is in heaven speaking down from heaven. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And then here comes the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. Oops, there it is. Okay. But from the moment that God spoke those words, Jesus was due to have an encounter with the enemy, Satan. And you best believe you scheduled to have one too. And this was going to be the first heavyweight battle that Jesus engaged with with the enemy. And check this out, he was on the enemy's turf. See, who would hurl at him his most powerful and trusted weapons. Satan already encountered and defeated the first Adam in the garden. Yeah, he took him down. him and Eve, when Satan committed high treason in the Garden of Eden. And with these weapons, and no doubt what Satan was planning to do was to use the same tactics against the last Adam. Because the Bible calls Jesus the last Adam. So Satan said, well, if it worked for the first Adam, it's going to work for the second Adam too. Woo, was he in for a shock? Glory be to God. Would Jesus succeed where Adam failed? He could have, but he didn't. You want to know why Jesus didn't fail? I'm going to tell you right now why Jesus didn't fail. Hear me. Hear me, all of you have been sacrificing for the last 19 days and beyond. Hear me, even if you just jumped in last week. Hear me why Jesus, now, if it was good enough for Jesus, it got to be good enough for you. Look, we talked about how God reveals his secrets to his servants earlier this week. Now, here's a secret. See, here's a secret being exposed. You want to know why the second Adam, the last Adam, Jesus, did not fail where the first Adam failed and was tricked and bamboozled by Satan? Because Jesus knew how to employ the mighty weapons of fasting. Jesus said, let me fast first. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. I feel the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, let me fast first. I know how to take you down. I know how to take you out. I know how to shut you up. Later, for all this noise, oh, no, we're going to cut the nonsense. Because I know how to do it. So let me shut my mouth and deny myself of natural food for spiritual reasons. Jesus didn't go down there running. Jesus could have ran down and said, hey, I'm Jesus. Hey, it ain't nothing to it but do it. Let's get it on. No, he ain't do that. No. Jesus said, let me fast first. Beloved, what are you saying? Glory be to God. When the enemy arrives to attempt Jesus in these three occasions when Jesus was in the wilderness, Jesus was already loaded up with the word. He was fully loaded. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. He didn't say, all right, where's that? Where I put it? let me get ready. Okay, let me. Okay, let me start exercising. Summer coming up. Let me start. No. Jesus was already loaded. Jesus was already prayed up, and Jesus was already fasted up. Huh? How you going to be when the devil come knocking on your door? The devil come back in about a month. I want to do some fasting. Come back after I got to pray. No, let me tell you something. I just want to drop this in here. When the Eagles play on Sunday, they're not going to start practicing on Saturday night. These boys been in practice, amen, all year. They've been in practice all year. They ain't waiting till the night before the game to practice. They ain't even got to practice the night before the game. They can go to bed and get some rest because they've been practicing all year. They already built up. You don't wait till trouble come to say, let me turn my plate down. You don't wait till trouble come and say, let me fast about this. Let me pray about this. No, you already, when the devil come knocking on your door, he got a surprise because you already prayed up. You already fasted up and you already loaded up with the word. Hey, glory be to God. Woo, thank you. He was more than ready for the enemy. And Jesus did not fail. Beloved, I want you to notice here, glory be to God, when the tempter came to him, the Bible says when the tempter came to Jesus, because he cometh. He cometh. each and every one of us are tempted in some kind of way. He coming. And he going to come back again. And he going to keep on coming. I remember God's trying to show us how every time he come, amen, he's defeated folk. Well, how? Through fasting. This attack did not take Jesus by surprise, causing him to scramble and try to get his act together before he faced the enemy. Jesus, knowing that he would face this encounter, he had great perception to engage the weapon of fasting to destroy the three strongholds of Satan. Great perception. Beloved, you need perception. You have to be strategic. Somebody asked me yesterday, glory be to God, they said, what you doing? What you going to do today? I said, today I'm strategizing. They got real quiet. They got real quiet. I said, yeah, uh-huh. That's what I'm doing today. I'm strategizing. Beloved, we got to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Beloved, it is important to bear in mind when it comes to the subject of strongholds, people in different Christian camps differ and don't seem to reconcile their beliefs. See, but they use it as a point of separation. And we see the same thing with tongues. Some, you know, we believe in tongues. Some don't believe in tongues. Some says tongues will see. Well, of course tongues is going to cease, because when you get to heaven, you ain't going to need to speak in tongues. But nevertheless, everybody got their own, you know, we see the differing opinions on the second coming of Christ, pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, okay? Glory be to God. And it's the same thing, beloved. It's true when it comes to the subject of strongholds. And while we find many types of strongholds, they can all be summed up in three categories. We have mental strongholds, spiritual strongholds, and physical strongholds. Now, one camp will tell you that all the strongholds refer to the mind. Another camp will tell you that all the strongholds are spiritual. And then someone else might tell you that all the strongholds are physical. Well, you might say, well, which one is right, Pastor? Well, actually, they're all right. Because strongholds can be manifested in any type of the three ways. And this is how Satan tried to come through Jesus. And this is why Jesus had to fast. Mental strongholds, beloved, is the false reasoning that resists the truth of God's word. Then we have the spiritual strongholds. This is demonic influences over our cities. See, and regions resisting and hindering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then we have physical strongholds, which are the diseases. Now, some of these diseases can be generational, okay? Traits, temptations, proclivities, which seem to be very stubborn to shake. These are strongholds. And these three strongholds can be so intertwined that it would be difficult to put a clear distinction between them. A spiritual stronghold can create a mental stronghold and physical stronghold. See, so one stronghold can create another stronghold. And we see this in certain parts of the world, beloved, where a spiritual stronghold has become a way of thinking. So that's the mental stronghold. And when it becomes a way of thinking, then it becomes a way of living for the people, and now it becomes a physical stronghold. And to the people in that region, their beliefs, their lifestyle, and actions are perfectly normal because that's all they know. They under a stronghold, and they don't know they under a stronghold. See, that's why the Bible says, the Lord said, I would not have you ignorant. if you know, ignorant people want to look at ignorant in a negative connotation, but really you can look at it in a positive sense. Ignorance means you don't know what you don't know. Jesus said, I would not have you ignorant. I don't want you not to know. And I want you to know the truth, and I am the truth. Glory be to God. So when we think about a stronghold, beloved, a good definition of stronghold for you that are taking notes this morning, glory be to God, is that which prohibits a person from walking in the fullness of God and what God has intended for his or her life. I say that again if you're taking notes. A stronghold is that which prohibits a person from walking in the fullness of what God has intended for his or her life. A stronghold is the master key that Satan uses to keep the believer in defeat, to keep the believer in frustration. It is Satan's death cage. It is Satan's death trap to keep people from walking in and experiencing the fullness of the redemption that Jesus already paid for. Now, one camp will tell you that all you have to do to get rid of strongholds is to renew your mind. Another camp will tell you that all you need to do is fast and pray to get rid of strongholds, while another will tell you that you have to pull down the principalities over the atmosphere, thus destroying their stronghold. But beloved, the point I'm endeavoring to make is that there are different weapons to deal with different strongholds. There are some strongholds that only the renewing of your mind can destroy, such as the mental strongholds. In this aspect, beloved, no matter how much you fast and pray, it will not remove the false reasoning or mental strongholds. On the other hand, if it is a demonic stronghold or a spiritual stronghold, you will need prayer and fasting. It will not matter how much you renew your mind to pull down the strongholds. Prayer and fasting are the required weapons. And the point is that, beloved, there are different weapons to deal with different strongholds. Strongholds can be brought down in these ways. If it's a mental stronghold, the mental stronghold is removed by renewing of the mind to resist and overthrow false beliefs and false reasonings. If it's a spiritual stronghold, it is removed by resisting in prayer and resisting in fasting. And if it is a physical stronghold, see, it is by resisting with the covenant word and the truth of God's word. So Jesus faced, in my closing, Jesus faced all three strongholds when he was in the wilderness with Satan, and he won. Jesus faced, first of all, the physical stronghold. When Satan came to Jesus and said, command that these stones be made bread, Jesus did not permit his flesh to have the rule over him. Jesus quickly responded to Satan and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, beloved, Adam failed right here. Adam lived by bread rather than by the word that proceeded out of God's mouth. But Jesus, the last Adam, succeeded because he chose to live by the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God rather than eating bread. It is very interesting that the first temptation was to break the fast that Jesus was on. The very first. Now, Satan tempted him three times, but the first attack was said, let me get you off this fast. Because you starting some trouble. Glory be to God. So Satan tempted Adam to break the, hallelujah, the partial fast that he was on. But he could not do it with Jesus. Like today, I'm going to an event. And they're going to be eating. It's a conference. I know, I went last year. I know the type of food they're going to have spread out. I already know. I ain't eating a thing. I ain't eating a thing. Now, if it's real, real good, I'll see if they got one of them containers. I'll take something home later on tonight. I ain't eating a thing. See, now I've been fasting for 21 days. And y'all want to have this event, the last day of my fasting? Oh, I'll go, but I ain't eating a thing. You know what I'm saying? And that was Jesus. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So that was a physical stronghold. Okay. Now let's look at the mental stronghold. So here Satan come a second time talking to Jesus. He said, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Satan tried to play the mind game with Jesus. Oh, yeah, Satan liked to play mind games. And you best believe if he tried to play a mind game with Jesus, he's going to try to play a mind game with you. And this is where the renewing of the mind is very important, to pull down all the psychological walls that Satan erects in your mind through your dreams, through vision, through other people trying to speak into your ear gates. Amen. Whatever. He don't care. He said, just let me find a way in. I'm walking to and fro. I got to find something here. See? And so renewing of the mind is simply making, amen, the logos of God's word your logic. Like Jesus did, beloved, it is allowing the word to be the final authority in your life. So in other words, what did God say? Oh, I hear you. It sounds good, baby. Keep talking. It sounds good. Now, I ain't going to lie. It sounds good what you're saying. Now, just let me stop right here. I'm going to be courteous. I'm going to let you finish your conversation. Okay. Now I got a question. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say about this? I was talking to somebody one day, amen, and they said something. I said, okay, it's very, very interesting. I said, now, where can I find that in the Word? Where can I find that in the Word? Conversation, it was cut. It was cut. Okay, so here we see the physical strongholds, the mental. Now, this last thing, let's look at, amen, the spiritual stronghold. Satan comes to Satan. You see how Satan is, amen, just persistent? And the same way he persisted, we need to be just as persistent. Now, he's going to come at Jesus three times. How many times you think he's going to come at you? So we see the physical stronghold, the mental stronghold, and let's look at the spiritual stronghold. Satan comes back to Jesus a third time. He says, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Glory be to God. Now, beloved, we have to remember now that this is what Jesus, amen, hallelujah, he came to do anyhow. This is why Jesus came to earth, amen, to claim back the world. See? But Jesus wanted to do it God's way. Jesus wanted to do it God's way. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. Jesus wanted to do it God's way. You see what fasting is all about? God has a will. God has a time. God has a way. Glory be to God. Knowing that he would have a face-to-face encounter with Satan, who would be using his master tactics of strongholds. Oh, Jesus, no, the Satan didn't send no devil. He didn't send one of them imps. Satan said, I got to handle this. I mean, he came with master strategy. Glory be to God. But what, beloved, and what can we learn today? Jesus launched the preemptive strike of fasting to nullify the devil's course of actions. What are you using, amen, to nullify, amen, on your side? Jesus said, I know how to take them down. Once and for all, I know how to handle this. No food. Thang, baby. I ain't eating a thang. Huh? You would be wise to employ the weapon of fasting as a weapon of mass destruction to destroy the strongholds of the devil in your own life. And if it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. Because this kind only come through prayer and through fasting. Are you ready for change? Are you ready for the new? Glory be to God. Tomorrow we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you about the shift. Ah, my God. We're going to talk to you about the shifting. Ah, that fasting brings. I believe it was the deacon. Amen. And she said early, I think even before we went on the fast, that there was a shift in the atmosphere. She didn't even know. Flesh and blood had did not reveal that to her. And we agree with it. There's a shift. And the fasting confirms the shifting. Amen. Into new dimensions and new arenas, higher heights and deeper depths. And we'll learn about that tomorrow on Lord's Willing. Father God, we say thank you. Father God, for the strongholds being destroyed in our lives and in our families, Father God, through the weapons of mass destruction, through prayer and fasting, as Jesus displayed for us, set the example for us, and showed us how to win. Jesus, thank you for showing us how to win. We ain't got to sit around and guess. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you also showed us, Father, that our winning is not automatic. We're not going to win just because we're saved, but we're winning because we're putting faith with it, Father. Because without faith, it is impossible to please you. And we must implement prayer and we must implement fasting to destroy certain strongholds. And we thank you that the strongholds have come down. We pull them down, every mental stronghold, every physical stronghold, glory be to God, every spiritual stronghold, come down now in Jesus' name. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Hallelujah. And whom the Lord has set free, he is free indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, in form of announcements. God. Okay, tonight at 9 o'clock, tonight at 9 o'clock, tonight at 9 o'clock. Oh, this is a good time. This is a good time for the praise party. I mean, it's like, you know, right on the eve of our consecration. I mean, glory be to God. This is it. Call the devil a liar. Call the devil a liar. Come on by the praise party. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going to be eating up. Amen on the word. Glory be to God. Most people, you know, you're not going to have a party without some food. Huh? Glory be to God. We're going to have all the food there. Amen. God's word. I don't just stop by. Amen at 9 o'clock. Amen. If you're having some problems getting in, calling in, keep trying, saints. Well, I'm working on it on this end. If they said they want to charge you a penny a minute, go ahead and pay the penny. Amen. Glory be to God. If it gets tight on you, let us know. Amen. We'll give you your penny back. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. At 9 o'clock, we'll be singing, dancing. Amen. Shouting, reading, whatever. Amen. Just come on by tonight in Jesus' name. Okay. We'll be back here. No altar prayer today. So you got your own corporate personal altar. Amen. And this is our corporate prayer request for today and tomorrow. Divine settlement. We're praying for divine settlement. You know how when you go to settlement, glory be to God, when I was in real estate, amen, glory be to God. And, we should like settlement. Because settlement will be the day that the real estate agent get paid. Because if you don't buy no house, they don't get no money. Be to God. See, and that will be the day that the buyer get their check from selling the proceeds. And it'll be the day, the seller will get the check. And the buyer will get the keys. Everybody be happy because everybody be paid. Beloved, it's time for us to be paid because a lot of stuff has been stolen from us. The devil done stole too much already. See, glory, a lot of things have been delayed. Glory, there's been a lot of satanic interference, a lot of satanic interruption. But we are praying today and tomorrow. We started out, remember the first 3 days we prayed for ourselves? Well, the last 3 days, we're praying for divine settlement. Because it's time, baby. It's time. It's time to settle the issues in Jesus' name. Hey, anybody in agreement with me today? Amen. To God be praised. So that is your prayer request. Meet us back here at 9 o'clock. Amen. And then tomorrow, amen, morning at 6. And then Sunday morning, set your alarm clock. Amen. We're going to meet at 6 o'clock on Sunday to break our fast. Amen. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we thank God for your faithful giving. Amen. And you sowing into the word of God. If you're listening for the first time and you desire, amen, hallelujah, to be a blessing, we thank God for you. Glory be to God. You know what the Holy Spirit, I'm about to give the benediction. This is what the Holy Spirit showed me. You know, sometimes it could be a little encouraging, a little bit a little bit if you let the flesh get there. I really don't allow the flesh to get there. Glory be to God, because God always meets the needs of our ministry. So I never really look to any one person. You can't get stuck on one, a few people giving, because you got to depend on God. But this is what the Holy Spirit showed me the other night. He says, more blessed to give than receive. And it brought so much encouragement to my heart, because God is showing me when I come here every morning, I'm giving. Woo! That thing that really encouraged me. Afrida, you're here every morning. You're giving. You're pouring out. Glory be to God. And it's more blessed to give to receive. And that's why I'm so blessed. And that's why you're so blessed too. But the God showed me that from the flip side. It's not what you can get, amen, from those who participate in the ministry. Look at it as you're the one who's giving. When you serve, you're giving. Oh, my God. That just brought so much encouragement. That just gave me my whole paradigm shift. It was a whole shift in my paradigm when the Holy Spirit revealed to me, glory be to God, hallelujah, that I am not a taker, but I'm a giver. I never looked at myself as giving. For the last 12 years serving on this ministry, I just never saw myself as giving, being a giver. And when the Holy Spirit revealed that, it was just a blessing. That's all I want to say. All right. Everybody have a good day. We'll meet you back tonight at 9 o'clock. Amen. And tomorrow morning, same time, same place, same station, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. I don't think it's any announcements. If it is, please forgive me. Amen. I don't know if we have any more January birthdays. Let us shout out to Brother Tyrone Reed and his wife celebrating 49 years of marriage yesterday. Isn't that a wonderful testimony? 49 years. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a testimony. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Ghost. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Help us, Father. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, accidents, incidents, calamities, premature death, Father. No more weeping, no more tears, no more sorrow. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror at night, Father. Thank you for protecting us from danger seen and unseen, home invasions, break-ins, fires, gas explosions, Father, slip and fall, anything that the devil has set up to come against us this day, Father. We ask that you would squash his agenda, every plot, every scheme, every ploy, every contract. Those of us who have gone in 19 days, Father, help us to go all the way. Because the devil gonna, the same way the devil tried to get Jesus to break his fast, he's going to get us to break ours if he can. But Father God, I thank you. Even as I go out today, Father, my mind is already made up. I ain't eating a thing because I'm not coming there to eat. I'm coming to get the information. Glory be. I'm going to sit there that 4 hours. I may drink on some water. Glory be to God. I'm going to get up and I'm going to come home. Hallelujah. And I say thank you. And I say thank you. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Holly, everybody have a good day, a blessed day. Amen. Walk in the blessings because the blessed manifestation is here. And remember, our corporate prayer petition is divine settlement coming to you and coming to your family. It's settlement time, baby. And we know settlement. It brings a smile to your face. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Love you. Amen.